KJC Country, 104.7 FM, Kevin Allen. We are on the road for the U.S. 23 Heritage Route Tour, and my first stop is Chica's Blueberry Farm, just south of Taos on U.S. 23. We thought this would be the perfect place to talk to the Director of Agriculture and Rural Development for the Department of, Agriculture Department, Jamie Clover Adams. How are you today, Jamie?
Good. Glad to be here.
Yeah, well, you're taking the whole tour, all 2 days of this fine tour up U.S. 23.
Yes, we are. I was here last year with Senator Molinar as well, and when I went home, I told my husband about all the great things that I'd seen. I came from the center part of the state, and being a farmer's daughter, we didn't take many vacations, so I'm out scouting for vacations for my family.
Very nice. Well, this could be one of your stops of vacation. We've been talking Chica's Blueberry Farm here. What a nice system they've got worked out here.
Absolutely. It amazes me. They were showing us pictures of the queues when people come in. Mrs. Chica said they have 26 days of picking, long lines, people wanting to get fresh produce. And I think that speaks volumes for people's desire to buy locally and to know where their food comes from.
Let's talk a little bit about agriculture, the state of agriculture, not just here in Northeast Michigan, but across the state. Things are looking real good. It's one of the biggest industries here in the state.
It sure is. People are, especially in the fruit business, are really happy. We have a crop this year. Mrs. Chica said the frost last year really didn't affect the blueberries, but it sure affected our apple and cherry growers. Michigan State University just came out with a new food and agriculture index. 100 is neutral. They surveyed 100 of the leaders in agriculture. It's 147, which I've never seen an index that high. So there is a lot of enthusiasm for agriculture.
There is. And at this level, too, you know, when you think of agriculture in the state, you tend to think of big farms. But small family farms really are still the bread and butter of agriculture, aren't they?
Absolutely. They make up probably 75 to 80% of the farms that we have here in Michigan, especially fruit, very labor intensive family operation. And you pick. People want to know where their food comes from, so these serve a very important purpose in our food system.
And it's something I know you can find on the State of Michigan website, too. You can learn more about these organizations and other farms and other farm market type things.
Absolutely. There's a directory of you pick. So if you're into picking your own fruit, strawberries, blueberries, cherries, apples, all year, you can spend all of the growing season going around and picking your own fruit. Then you can freeze it and keep it to eat in the winter.
That's right. Now, you're just getting started on this tour, but how much more agriculture are you hoping to see along the way in the next 2 days?
Well, we're spending a lot of our time looking at the natural resource assets, but these kind of operations fit. So when people come and they want to fish on Lake Huron or take in something in Taos City, this provides an avenue for them for something else for them to do when they bring their families. So there's a real synergy between these kinds of operations and the natural resource beauty that you have up here.
Not only that, but the blueberries really taste good, don't they?
Oh, they are tasty. Very tasty.
Hopefully the rest of the trip will be just as tasty for you. Jamie Clover Adams, she's the director of the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development. And enjoy the rest of the tour.
Great. I love being here. Thank you.